Welcome in Jason, joining us on behalf of Parlor Tattoo Studios. And Jason, local MMA fighter training here in downtown North Platte, 6'9", one-on-one. Jason, we appreciate you stopping by the studio. How's it going, man?
It's not going too bad. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we dive into it, talking a little bit about the big fundraising efforts going on with Parlor Tattoo Studios, give us a little bit of background on yourself, if you don't mind.
So I'm an MMA fighter here at 6'9", MMA and Fitness, ran by Ryan McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fighting for a few years now, recently turned pro. I'm 2-0 now, just had my last fight November 11th here at the DNN.
Mm-hmm. The big Vets Day.
Yep. Won that by rear naked choke in the first round.
Wow.
So moving up, looking for my next fight here pretty soon, but just going with the flow now.
Absolutely. So you turned pro recently. You've been doing this, you said, about 2 years now?
Yeah, about three. I started right after high school.
Okay. And what led to the decision to training with Coach McDonald and over at 6'9", 101?
So I've known Ryan for a long time, ever since, like, freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I was 14. I just started getting into, like, boxing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at the gym that I was going to. And he was always helping me out. Whenever I would go box or go do a wrestling tournament, he was always there helping, supporting. And then after I got through high school wrestling, I pretty much knew what I wanted to do at that point. So it was a pretty easy transition. I knew who I wanted to go with. Went with him, and he's been helping me ever since.
He has the heart of a coach. Even before he's an official coach, you could tell that he had the heart of an educator and as a coach.
Yeah, definitely. He's a good coach. He helps me so much.
Good local business owner, too, must remind our loyal listeners, with the new shop here in downtown North Platte. Old dry cleaners building. Still have the dry cleaner sign up down there, too, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We catch some people getting confused sometimes, still.
Yeah, it catches me off guard sometimes, too. Especially when I walk by or drive by and the windows are all steamed over. I'm thinking, my goodness, they have a machine broke in there? No, they're just training in there today.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense. But so, Jason, tell us about how the fights went back on the 11th. What was the crowd participation like, and how did your colleagues do? We know that you walked away with a victory, but tell us about how everybody else did locally.
So we had four fighters, Brayden Erdman, mm-hmm. myself, David Garcia, and Zach Fox. And we went 2-2 on the night, with Brayden Erdman also winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got two other close fights. They were not too bad. They put in the work, and they definitely showed out that night, but it just didn't go their way. So back to the drawing board, and we can only learn from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And good turnout, it sounds like, out of the DNN Event Center, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I wasn't sure how it was going to be, being on a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
but it was actually quite packed. And then they had all that pay-per-view stuff going on, so mm-hmm. they had quite a few pay-per-view sales. And, yeah, it was, the energy was still there, so it was still a good night.
A way that a lot of fighters like yourself keep the lights on, keep the bills paid, keep fighting during the early parts of the career is sponsorship. And we know that there's a lot of local businesses that are more than happy to help out with that sponsorship, including our friends over at Parlor Tattoo Studios. How long have they been a sponsor of yours?
There's a somewhat newer sponsor.
Okay.
But John's been helping me out for a long, long time now. I wrestle with his kids.
Mm-hmm.
I wrestled one of his kids, Sid Simance, way back in the day in, like, freshman, sophomore year, something like that.
Okay.
And then I wrestled around with Seth Simance quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to their gym that they got at their house, mm-hmm. and so they've been helping me get in shape and work out for a long time now. And then once John started doing this parlor tattoo stuff, he was more than happy to help.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I expect nothing less from John. Gives so much back to the community. And a big part of what he's doing to give back to the community are Thanksgiving baskets this year. And you'll be helping out with those, it sounds like.
I will, yep. He asked me to come help out and hang out.
So for the Thanksgiving baskets, ladies and gentlemen, we talked to John and Savannah and AJ about this. I believe it was last month, maybe even earlier this month. All kind of runs together this time of the year, but they're doing this again this year. They did them last year. They're taking nominations for folks to say, I need help this Thanksgiving holiday, or I know a family that's in need, and you can do those nominations or those nominations anonymously on the Parlor Tattoo Studios Facebook page, or by stopping in their studio on the ones in North Platte. And they're teaming up with, I think, a couple of other businesses there at those four corners, aren't they, Jason?
Yep. All those guys around there and on that 4th Street.
Yeah, I think they're calling it the Four Corners nowadays, it's pretty funny. So, and you're just catty corner from there too, with the gym.
Yeah, and then Enzo's is also there, which is also a day one sponsor of mine.
Okay,
and they've been helping me out a lot too, so.
Yep, and they're a big partner with these Thanksgiving baskets.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you know, has John told you yet how you're going to be helping? Are you going to be delivering the baskets, or, you know, your role yet in the volunteer efforts?
Yeah, I think I'm going to help, hand them out and get them out to the people.
Awesome. So, encourage folks, if there's somebody that they want to nominate to receive some of these baskets, they can do so by calling the Parlor Tattoo Studios, stopping on by the Parlor Tattoo Studios, or any of those businesses on the Four Corners. Or if people know you, Jason, and they want to make a cash donation, you'd be more than happy, I'm sure, to give it to John and make sure it goes to the right place.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So encourage folks to reach out to you and maybe even get a chance to see you. And the younger ones made it out to the fights back on the 11th and want a chance to get an autograph from you, too. I'm sure that you'd be willing to play Santa Claus around Thanksgiving, huh?
For sure.
Jason, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just come out, help out your community if you're able. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you stopping by the studio. Appreciate the great work you're doing with Parlor Tattoo Studios and these big Thanksgiving baskets. It's going to make a big difference to a lot of families this time of the year, I'm sure.
For sure. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Have a good day.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this quick break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.